6th is today. Donald Trump and his kids were just subpoenaed a few days ago. Jeffrey Epstein's pimp was found guilty of procuring underage girls for their pleasure palace. And the Theranos CEO was convicted of corporate fraud. Omicron is lashing the country with record infection rates, and I'm noticing more and more folks in the grocery stores defying the mask mandate. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. The Civil War, yeah, that Civil War, rages on. And you thought it ended at Appomattox when Lee surrendered to Grant. Or when Clark Gable walked out on Scarlet. Come on, the war never ended. We call it the culture wars now, but it's the same battle. White versus anyone not white. Fundamental Christians versus anyone not their sect. Heteros versus anyone different. Rural versus urban. Fox News versus Hollywood. Trump roared into office with dog whistles and barely concealed racism. Build the wall, build the wall. Keep them out, lock them up, knock them down. Don't let them tear down the statues to the Confederate heroes. Don't teach any history that blemishes our proud heritage. Whitewash it. Our kids don't need to hear that stuff. Make America great again. Bring back the Eisenhower era and declare Joe McCarthy the courageous commie fighter. Bring back Father Knows Best. Pretend to go to church, the true church, not the synagogue or the mosque. Worship the true God, not Allah. Abide by the scriptures, no homosexuals, no equal rights for women. Times were good back then. People knew their place. We knew who the enemy was. The enemy is us, we the people. January 6th is a day of reckoning. Democracy, that great experiment, is a far more fragile enterprise than we thought for most of our lives. Maybe we were just naive.